WMFO in Medford, 9:01 in the morning. I'm Mike. And, yeah, I mean, I'm starting a little bit late because that was the Beatles. You don't fade the Beatles down. You know that. And so glad to be here on Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in. Always happy to have you listen. Let me see. I'm not alone in the studio today. I do have a guest DJ, a longtime friend who went to college with me back in the last century. It's true. You know it's true.
This is definitely true. And sadly, that is true.
Cassidy McGuinn.
Hello, Mike.
Cassidy Murray.
How are
you? You have many aliases.
I go by many aliases.
Yeah.
One step ahead of the law, always.
We wouldn't know each other without music.
This is true. We were just saying that a second ago.
I know. I mean, I was looking for a quick song to play to get us to the top of the hour. And I said, this is going to go over a little bit. I said, but you don't mess with the Beatles.
Ever. Never, ever.
You know,
ever.
And as many times as I've heard that song and others, and I'm playing another Beatles song. Is it in the first set? No, is it? I don't know. I'm playing another Beatles song, but you can never play too many. And I was just saying, even now, hearing that, I Will, what a beautiful song, mm-hmm. written so many years ago, and it still makes me verklempt. It does.
And it still sounds like it was written yesterday, and produced yesterday.
Like you said, he could write them in his sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still does.
Yeah, just so gorgeous. All right, so let me see. We have the usual. We have New Noise, and we have Freeform, and we have Cassidy Five Song Set. That'll be coming up at around 9:30. Let me tell you a little bit about the New Noise before I tell you about the one that's going to start us off. New Noise, a lot of local New Noise. First local one is going to be from Gymnasium. They have just a fantastic new album. It's a big one. It's got a lot of tracks on it, and they're all just great. And I'm kind of working my way through this. So we've got some Gymnasium. We have Butcher Baglio and Estes, who's playing in October right in Arlington at the Regent Theater soon. Nervous Eaters have new noise. Dave Charles featuring Corin Ashley. All local, all that I've mentioned so far. Muck and the Myers, another great local band, has new noise. Also have some great... rock blues, new noise from Marcus King and Larkin Poe, Hummingbird Syndicate, Boston Zone. I mean, you know what? All the new noises are, I didn't realize that. They're all local. I love that to death. That's the best.
And you never go wrong with local music.
And you know what,
Cass?
Especially
not here.
No, no. And the first one I'm playing is also local. Yep, it's Miss Andrea Gillis.
And it all just sort of happened that way, you know, right?
I didn't plan
it.
Yeah. So Andrea Gillis has our first new noise, and she's covering the Jay Giles Band. And it's going to serve as our first new noise. It is a rocker, and it's called I Don't Need You No More. So brand new noise starting us off from Andrea Gillis right here at
WMFO
in Medford.
Playing with people like it's all a game. Thinking their love is all the same. you waggle the thing, it really knocks me out. Getting high all the time, but if you're not there too, come on a little closer, gonna do it to you. Yeah, rock and roll, hoochie coo. down as she flies home by. Well, she's riding on the air so easy in the sky. Man, he worked in a mine, Lord. Oh, well, he never saw the sun, but he never stopped trying. Ooh, oh, well, then one day my man, he up and died. My man up and died, Lord.
My man up and died, Lord.
If she looks down as she flies home by, well, she's riding on the air so easy in the sky. Lord, look at me, yeah. I'm rooted like a tree.
More like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, 9:22 in the morning with Mike and Cassidy. Hi, Cassidy.
Hi, Mike.
So happy you're here.
So nice to be here. That set was incredible. Every single song.
Hey, listen.
Every
one
of them.
Beautiful music we just heard. Let me go through the five songs.
Please do.
Because I hope everybody else out there was like, oh, that's really nice.
I'm writing them all
down.
Good
way to start a Saturday morning. Hitting
band camp after this, as I said, just a minute ago.
Well, we've got so much to choose from. Started off with local new noise from Miss Andrea Gillis. Single covering Jay Giles' I Don't Need You No More. Just a fantastic performance. I was telling Cassidy that it's one of those wonderful stories. She used to be a bartender, you know, and she would sing along with the bands, and people would look at her like googly-eyed and be like, you can sing. And she's like, oh, no.
I love stories like this.
So there she is, Andrea Gillis, and I Don't Need You No More. Johnny Winter.
Yeah.
Doing rock and roll, Hoochie Coo. That may not be, I'm sure it's not the version most of you know. Cassipedia. I know that you know what I know. Who wrote that song?
Did Rick Derringer write it as
Rick
well?
Derringer
he did write
wrote,
it as well. Okay.
He did, but he didn't put it out first, did he?
No.
Johnny Winter did first. And Rick Derringer put it out after that, a couple of years after, I guess. And that was the default single that we all know. But that Johnny Winter track was just great to hear.
That guitar riff. Ugh.
Yeah, but I, like you were saying, I kind of missed the background vocals, I guess.
I think that's what makes it.
I think that's what
made that one a little more.
Rock. And I'm not going to do it. Did I just do that on the air? Smitty, our good friend Smitty, from 2018's Just a Martin Guy, debut record for them that was bound in Detroit. Why is he bound in Detroit? That's where he's from. He's not bound there anymore, but he's always bound there a little bit.
Well, I'm glad he's here because that's a great song.
Yeah, great song from Smitty, again, bound in Detroit. Jefferson Airplane, that voice, that lead vocal voice from their 1966 record. Yes, I was around at that time. I was four, but whatever. It's called Jefferson Airplane Takes Off. That was High Flying Bird. And yeah, I don't listen to them enough.
Same here.
Yeah, I mean, we know the songs that we know from them. Not necessarily that one, but that's just a great track.
I can smell the incense.
High Flying Bird, smell the incense. I'm getting a little contact.
Where's that patchouli?
Yeah.
Where's that coming from?
It's everywhere.
That was a great, no kidding, that's a great song. I'm going to have to check them out a little bit
song.
More, too.
And, man, fifth song of the set, another local new noise.
Another killer track.
A lot
track.
Of new noise today, so a lot of ones and fives in the five-song sets.
Loving it.
One of our favorite bands here, Lovely People, Hummingbird Syndicate. They have a new record called Sound and Light. That was Gracefully. Really nice to hear them, always.
I'll be checking that out for sure.
Oh, they're just awesome. Yeah, I love all the Boston bands. They're just great. So, not a Boston band coming up. what I'm going to do is, in around 9:30, 9:35, we're going to have your five-song set. And I have new noise, and it's from... I'm going to do two new noises in a row. How do you like that?
I love it.
Because I have a lot today.
And they've all been great.
I'm going to do some Larkin Poe to start us off, and then some Marcus King from his new record. So Larkin Poe's new record is called Blood Harmony, and this one is called Bad Spell, and it's a killer, just like Marcus King. So we'll be back in two songs after this, and we'll have Cassidy's five-song set. Again, new noise, Larkin Poe called Bad Spell at MFO.
Like a yellow bee. Boy, you cast a bad spell over me. And when I catch you, you're gonna catch hell. I'ma get you in the first degree. Oh, it's a bad spell. Talking about a bad spell. Boy, you're fast as lightning. In the rain, you're kicking sparks like a fuse box. You've been rattling my window panes. Boy, you cast a bad spell over me. You better beware, you better take good care. I'ma get you, it's a guarantee. Oh, it's a bad spell. Talking about a
premonition, and I don't want to be right, but I saw that black cat creeping on my front porch last night. Who's that on my telephone?
9:32 in the morning at WMFO. Wow. You know, I mean, if you're going to kill me, just do it like that.
Was that, that explains the stabbing motion you were doing a second ago.
That was it, yeah. I mean, honestly, just heard two killer tracks. They're both new noise, both of them. First one was Lark and Poe. Brand new record is Blood Harmony. That was Bad Spell.
Loved it.
Just a killer. And that last one there from Marcus King's solo record called Young Blood, that was Good and Gone. I've been playing some of that just about every week because I can. 26 years old. solo records now instead of with the Marcus King band. He may go back to the other one. I don't know. But I don't care. I mean, what he's got. I was talking to Ryan about that last week when he was sitting in for the ladies of something about the women. And he made a. He says he's got decades to give. Still, I mean, and
just
to sound
started.
Like that now, you know, the stabbing motion was during that guitar solo.
Same here.
And I recovered, though. You know, nine lives in a DJ. Everybody knows that. And
that's what a professional is.
All right. So you're up, man. You got five songs. And we're going to do two and two and then one. That equals five, right?
I believe so, but
thank you for playing along. I appreciate it.
No math skills here.
So let's talk about the first two that we're going to do. This first one, Cass, you know, it's somebody who is really just a luminary royalty around here. Mm-hmm. Robin Lane, who I've been playing from her new record, is fantastic, but, you know, she had another band in the past, Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, and you picked the huge hit from there.
Yeah.
Talk about that one a little bit.
It's When Things Go Wrong, which definitely was the song that put her on the map.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you were able to get the version that... I was listening to.
I got it from a collection.
Okay.
It's called Many Years Ago, The Complete...
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, so if it's the one that that I think it is, it's the single version, which they record like a year before the album version. It's a great song either way, but the reason I picked that one is the production is very interesting. It's kind of raw. It's still a great song. And of course, you can never go wrong with Robin Lane.
No, well, when things go wrong, I mean,
this is true.
Is that a controversy that you've just started?
I don't think so. And what was it? It was like the 12th song that was played on MTV, wasn't it?
I don't know that, Cassipedia. Maybe
I'm
you know that.
Pretty sure it was like one of the first videos, first hour and a half or something.
All right,
like
everybody's
that,
out there using the Google machine.
That's right.
Now,
check it out, folks.
Yeah, all right.
Feel free to correct me.
All right, and the next one is from a favorite of both of ours, I know, because this is a band that we saw close the Newport Folk Festival. It seemed perennially.
Many times.
Forever. It's Indigo Girls.
Indigo Girls, and it's Jonas and Ezekiel. A track from Rites of Passage, their 1992 album. The reason I picked this one, well, first, it's a great song, of course, but Amy Ray has a new album coming
out
very soon. So I saw that and said, well, why don't we play one of the classics from the Indigo Girls? And
all right.
So here we are.
All right. So let's start off with that classic from Robin Lane and the Chartbusters. I hope I got the right version.
It's a great song no matter what.
It is. All right. When Things Go Wrong, starting off Cass's five-song set. At MFO.
Only make it harder. Why you won't tell me
WMFO in Medford, about 9:43 in the morning. Mike and Cassidy right here. We're in the middle of Cass's five-song set, and we just heard two of those five. We heard Robin Lynn, the Chartbusters, When Things Go Wrong, and the Indigo Girls right there, Jonas and Ezekiel. I mean, that's great, great two songs to start with.
And we were just talking just before this break that it's so interesting with the Indigo Girls. You know, within the first couple of notes of any song, even if you've never heard it before, you know which of the two wrote them. But they still make everything sound like
How do you know that? How do you know that?
They're just so distinctive sounding. You know, Amy, who wrote this one, Amy Ray, she's sort of the rocker of the two. And has a new solo album coming out, as we were just talking about, which we're both looking forward to.
Yep.
Emily Saliers tends to write the ballads. Like, she wrote Least Complicated. What are some of the other ones?
I don't know. After that, I want to be like Team Emily because of that. But I mean, I love them both.
Yeah. I love them both. And they just, their harmonies together are just amazing.
I know it. All right, man. Let's talk about the next two.
All right.
We have the Punch Brothers and then Robin Hitchcock. Let's start with Punch Brothers. Now, I don't know a whole lot about them. I remember them playing at Newport.
They've played a number of times at Newport, yeah.
Yep. And the song you picked is Pride of Man. Tell us a bit about that one.
Yeah. So Punch Brothers is a band Chris Thiele founded. He used to be in Nickel Creek when he was a youngin. He's still a youngin, actually, I suppose. But this is the band he founded after that. They're all incredible musicians. I guess you'd call them bluegrass.
Oh, okay.
But they're sort of their own genre. But this is a really interesting album. It's called Hell on Church Street. And essentially, it's their interpretation of Tony Rice's 1983 album, Church Street Blues, which is one of the great. It's sort of a bluegrass album. It's kind of his singer-songwriter album,
I guess. Not really familiar with Tony Rice.
He was a master flat picker, one of the great singers and guitar players in bluegrass. You can't go wrong with anything from Tony Rice. There's an amazing clip of him doing the song Church Street Blues on YouTube. You'll watch it and you'd be trying to figure out how on earth does he possibly sing that song and play that incredible guitar that he does. But
yeah,
that's why he was Tony Rice.
Robin Hitchcock next with a track called Cathedral.
Yeah, and this is from probably my favorite album of his. It's a very beautiful album called I Often Dream of Trains. It's kind of an acoustic album because he does dream of, he's obsessed with trains.
I have a friend who's obsessed with trains.
So Robin does, he and his wife Emma Swift do a show on online. Usually it's on Wednesdays, but this week they're doing it Wednesday and on Saturday. And they just play whatever requests come
in.
Yeah,
you've sent that link to me. It's pretty interesting.
And he always plays stuff from this album because, like I said, it's probably one of his, and this is one of his most beautiful songs. This is Cathedral.
All right, cool. So let's do that. Let's start with Punch Brothers from Hell on Church Street. And this one is called Pride of Man. Song 3 from Cass here at WMFO.
Back down, back the way you came. Can't you see that flash of fire 10 times brighter than the day? And behold, the mighty city broken in the dust again. Oh God, the pride of man broken in the dust again. Turn around, go back down, back the way you came. Babylon is laid to waste, Egypt's buried in her shame. The mighty men are beaten down, their kings are falling in the way. Oh God, the pride of man broken in the dust again. Every side, Lord, the leaders are dismayed. Those who put their faith in fire, then fire their faith shall be repaid. Oh God, the pride of man broken in the dust again. Back into the earth again. Thy holy mountain be restored. Have mercy on thy people, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
cathedral from inside. There behind your open face, lies an awful lot of space. And if I ever look into your open eyes again, projecting onto me. What you'd like yourself to see. Now the clock is beating fast. Every moment wanders past and fades away, then comes back another day. Do I go or do I stay inside your mind?
WMFO Medford, 9:53 in the morning. I'm Mike, she's Cass. We just heard songs 3 and 4. Who says I can't do math from the 5-song set that Cass had brought in? So let's see, we've heard first the Punch Brothers from it's brand new, right, this year?
Yep.
Yeah, Hell on Church Street's the record, and that was Pride of Man.
Yeah, that's a Gordon Lightfoot song. Tony Rice was loved interpreting Gordon Lightfoot songs. Yeah, there's actually a compilation album called Tony Rice Sings Gordon Lightfoot. And I played that one for my friends Alice and Bill, who are listening up in Huntsville, Ontario. Speaking of Gordon Lightfoot in Canada.
Wow, we got to talk loud so they can hear us up there.
Definitely.
Sorry. And Robin Hitchcock, man, from I Often Dream of Trains in 1984. That was Cathedral.
Isn't that a beautiful song?
Yeah, really beautiful. Nice guitar work.
That whole, he's a wonderful guitar player. Until I started watching these weekly shows that he did, I didn't realize what a masterful guitar player he is. He ends every single one of his of these shows, actually begins and ends them with a raga that he improvises.
With a what?
A raga. He plays an instrument, raga, like, you know, Indian music, a raga.
Oh, didn't know that.
And improvises them every single show, and they're always wonderful.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, so we have one more left.
We build to the climax here.
Yeah, man. Pernice Brothers.
So, there's a story behind this.
It's always a story with you.
It sure is.
Just get on with it.
So, the way that I came across Pernice Brothers is my first job was at Lotus. My first job in high tech was at Lotus. And I worked with a wonderful woman named Susan Pernice. God rest her soul. She passed away, unfortunately, a few years ago.
So, relation?
They're brother and sister.
Get out.
And
wow. Life is so crazy.
I was started there, and a few months after we got to know each other and we got to be good friends. And she said, oh, you like music? I said, you know, my brother has a band. Mm-hmm. She said, and, you know, if they have an album, and of course, usually you hear that, and you think,
I was just going to say that.
Oh, sure, I'll listen to it. But I knew something was up because she said, oh, yeah, they're opening for Jimmy Dale Gilmore at House of Blues. I said, okay, maybe they have something.
Mm.
So at that point, that wasn't the Pernice Brothers. That was his original band, Scud Mountain Boys, which started out back in the mid-90s, like alt country.
Yeah.
Wonderful band, wonderful band. So they did a couple of albums together, and then he formed Pernice Brothers with his brother Bob, who plays guitar in the band. Joe is the main songwriter in the band. And I know Joe slightly. I wouldn't claim to be friends with him because that would be very presumptuous of me. But
well, he would say the same about you. I mean.
We have a restraining order now, so he
that's right.
Stay. Yeah, but wonderful songwriter. I went to see him a number of times when he was living around here. He's since moved up to Toronto, where he lives with his family. And this song is from the second Pernice Brothers album called "The World Won't End," which came out in 2001. And this is one of the great guitar songs that you'll hear. It's called Flaming Wreck, and it's about a dream he had about a plane crash. And the amazing guitar that you're going to hear is from a guy called Peyton Pinkerton. So get your air guitar. Get those fingers limber for the air guitar, folks.
All right, listen to the guitar playing. I don't have to say anything else other than fifth song of Cassidy's set. This is Pernice Brothers, and it's Flaming Wreck at MFO.